Local beekeepers are feeling the impact of bee killing varroa mite, with the parasite detected in South Australia for the first time. The discovery of the mite in South Australia came from a hive located in Puginook in the state's Riverland, which was traced back a group of hives from Queensland. The mite, first spotted in New South Wales during 2022, kills bees by latching onto their bodies and feeding off the animal, leaving infected hives with a 95% fatality rate if not properly treated. PRSA says they are working with local beekeepers to best manage the parasite in the area. To find out more about the impacts of varroa mite, Ella Panazzolo spoke with Ian Cass, a beekeeper in Riverland where the mite was first spotted.
I've been monitoring now for about 12 months. Actually a bit longer than that. Just keeping an eye out every so often. I have do tests. I'm always keeping an eye out if anything's doing anything differently. I'm aware that there are certain things that bees do when varroa's there, like they quite often act a bit differently. Then do things like alcohol tests, which actually you've got to kill 300 bees to do it, and you actually put in a shaker bottle and shake the daylights out of it and look for these little varroa mite.
Do you think the entrance of the varroa mite is going to impact the beekeeping community in South Australia forever now?
Well, at this stage where it was in, fortunately where they actually found it, which I happen to know where it is quite an isolated spot. We're in a very hot, dry climate and been in drought for a couple of years, which actually helps because a lot of the wild hives around that area have probably died out. So it would take a while to get out of that area and actually spread. The fastest way varroa spreads is on the back of a bee truck. That is literally the fastest way to spread it.
Are there any resources that you think would assist the beekeeping community in protecting their hives?
Well, basically, I've looked at all I can do. I've been to the courses that PRSA have been running with the varroa development officers. I do support what they're doing. They're doing a great job. I think that those courses need to be expanded on. There needs to be more of them now. It was great for New South Wales because that was when it started 2 years ago. Those courses started 2 years ago. Now, a lot of people in South Australia didn't see this as a real frightening point at that stage. All of a sudden, it's here. The funding for those courses is going to run out in January. In fact, they've finished doing all the courses now. They need to now be looking at doing more of them, extending those videos and actually being able to train more people with this. You can't just grab one treatment and just keep doing it. You actually there's quite a few different treatments. A lot of the chemical treatments have to keep being changed. There's most of them have problems with resistance if you keep using the same chemicals.
In 2023, the federal government abandoned its efforts to eradicate varroa. Since then, the South Australian government has attempted to slow its entrance into the state. JP Sheenlink, honorary professor at Melbourne University and technical lead for the Australian Pollination Security Status Report, believes its entrance was inevitable.
Australia was free of varroa mite until quite recently, until a couple of years ago. And we were effectively the last country in the world with honeybees and no varroa mite.
How do you believe the varroa mite is going to impact the recreational beekeeping community?
Many beekeepers, based on overseas experience, both professional and amateur beekeepers, will stop keeping bees just because their hives will die off.
Do you think in the beginning more steps should have been taken to prevent the spread of the varroa mite into South Australia?
Look, it's almost inevitable. Mite will spread in eastern Australia in a first instance. There is enough prohibition of transporting hives from eastern Australia to Western Australia, and by Eastern Australia meets South Australia, Victoria, New South Wales and Queensland. And it's also a prohibition of moving hives to Tasmania. So those two areas are to some degree protected. In the case of South Australia, there is a balance between allowing people to go to pollination events, making a living from that. We could, of course, prohibit the transfer of hives between South Australia and other parts of Australia to some degree protect it for a while. unlikely that it would protect it forever.
So local beehives and beekeepers, both commercial and recreational, have faced other issues in the past, like whether there's pesticides or other diseases. Faced with the varroa mite adding the additional layers of concern, what do you think can be said about the vulnerability of the bee species, and what broader protections do you think are needed?
Australian bees, and they are not honeybees, so they are not of the genus Apis, they are not susceptible to varroa mite. So in Australia, we have over 2,000 species of native bees, and because their life cycle is very different, they reproduce in different ways. Most of them are solitary bees. They don't form colonies. They just have one bee that goes and lays eggs in a reed or in a small or on the ground.
JP Shearlink, Honorary Professor at the University of Melbourne and Technical Lead for the Australian Pollination Security Status Report, speaking with Ella Panazzolo.